Hello, we are 9th grade students from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues and want you to help save our planet.
Do you use a plastic straw when you drink? And do you know what they are doing to the environment? Well, let us inform you.
Americans use about 390 million plastic straws every day, according to the market research firm Fredonia Group.
While not all plastics are harmful to the environment, not using single-use plastic straws can be a simple yet effective way to reduce the impact that it causes on the environment.
So, what's the big issue with plastic? First, plastic straws get caught in animals' noses. This prevents the animal from breathing to their best ability.
According to a study done by the Center for Biological Diversity, it says that fish in the North Pacific Ocean alone ingest 12 to 24,000 tons of plastic a year.
And more than 80% of waste ends up in the ocean.
According to Carl Sofina, a National Geographic writer, another reason that plastic is affecting our oceans is because plastic contains chemicals such as BPAs and DDTs.
If animals ingest these chemicals, it immobilizes their liver and reproductive system.
Although you may not be able to see it, microplastics are all over the ocean. A study completed by the Environmental Science and Technology Group found that 8 trillion microbeads are entering the aquatic environment every day.
So what can you do? When you're eating at a restaurant, bring a reusable or paper straw, or don't use one at all.
According to Sarah Gibbons from National Geographic, major corporations like Starbucks, Bacardi Rum, Bon Appetit Management Company, Marriott Hotels, Alaskan Airlines, and American Airlines have publicly announced that they will phase out of using plastic straws in the coming years.
According to Cool from the Washington Post, the best way to keep plastic out of the landfills is to not use them at all, whether you're in home or at a restaurant.
So next time you are drinking something, try going green and using a reusable straw or not one at all.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.